Don't worry, they're not here to give you any marriage advice, but after listening, you may think that they need it. It's Cash and Casey on the Me Versus Her podcast.
Hey everyone, it's the Me Versus Her podcast. I'm your host, Cash.
And I'm Casey.
And we are back with a new show. It's been a while, but I won't go into that because we go into that every single show, so it gets old. But anyways, we're back and that's all that counts, right?
That's right.
So we have a lot of stuff to talk about today. As always, we're going to bring you some interesting little, facts maybe, or just interesting things.
Knowledge.
I find on the internet. But before we go into that, I want to give a little shout out and a thank you to Crocodile Cloth. They sent me some product to try out and I tried it out and it's time for my review. So what I did is these are wipes and I'm going to read off the package. So it's going to sound like a little commercial, but I just want to make sure I'm giving them the right info. It says bigger, tougher, fiercely clean. 50 oversized pre-moistened cleaning cloths because wipes are wimpy. So these aren't booty wipes. Not that I know of. I hope not.
Well, you or else used I'm them using wrong.
Them wrong. No, they're for industrial messes. So it says factory, shop, garage, construction site, and home. So what I did is I took them out with me when I did a little barbecuing on my my Blackstone. I always make a mess on the Blackstone when I'm trying to change out the little container and I spill grease all over the place. So I was like, perfect place to test it out. So not only did it take the grease off my little container thing and all down the back of my Blackstone, but I used it on my hands and it actually got the grease right off. So these things are definitely thumbs up, two thumbs up. If I had more thumbs, I'd give more than four thumbs up for me and Casey. So check them out. Crocodile Cloth. You can find them on Instagram. Yeah, check them out. Definitely worth checking out the product. So Casey, how you been?
Oh, I've been well. It's been a while. Well. It's been a long time. Is that what it is? I've been well.
You've been well.
I've been well.
You're good. You're aging well.
I'm all right. It's been a long time.
It's been a long time. She was telling me the other day. She's like, we need to do a show. And I was like, yeah, I always want to do a show, but we just never get down to the studio. It's weird. It's one of these things that's so fun to do. It's not very hard once you get in there, but sometimes it's just getting there is the hard part. So yeah. Once we're here, I mean, we should record when we're in the studio, like 20 shows.
We should.
And just be good for like 20 weeks. Yeah. I don't even know how many weeks are near. There's more than 20 weeks, right?
52.
Okay. So maybe we should do 52 shows. But
we've been doing this for years and we haven't even gotten to 52.
Yeah, we've been doing this for like 4 years and we have like 20 episodes.
That's terrible.
But it's okay. Those 20 episodes are really great.
Makes me sad.
But if you're new to the show, you can go back and find those episodes. We used to record in the kitchen. So the content is good, but the quality is horrible. And then, I had to break out the big bucks and buy some nice stuff and get a nice little studio going. So now we got all, professional grade studio. We got a nice little studio set up. The shows definitely have came a long way. So, but if you haven't had a chance, go back. Just know the quality's not going to sound as good. And yeah, you can find us anywhere on any platform pretty much, right?
Yeah. Everywhere. But I think we should move back to the kitchen. No. Get some snacks.
No, I definitely think we shouldn't move back to the kitchen. Anywho, and if you haven't followed us on social media, we are on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, the Me Versus Her podcast. Search it, find it, follow us, like it, share with your friends, and do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, that being said, let's get going.
It's not Twitter, though, anymore.
What's not Twitter?
Isn't it something else?
Oh, X.
There you go. Calling it an old school name.
But you can't really change it because, like, when you say, oh, I'm going to go tweet something, I'm going to go X something, it doesn't really make sense. So I still say tweet.
But is it still called that? Or is that what people say?
I think some people do when I'm on there. I do a lot of sports stuff on there. Not under the Me Versus Her podcast one, but my regular one. But yeah. People don't, they still say tweet or Twitter or.
Is there another way to say it though?
I don't, not that I know.
You've never heard it?
I'm not cool enough to know yet. Mm. Yeah. But anyways, find us on X. Sounds kind of weird. X. Yeah. So I have a few things I want to go over. Like I always do, I bring up things that I want to tell you. So the first thing is I was listening to a song the other day and, I'm singing along and I'm kind of like singing the words. And I realize that we all sing words and we say the words and sometimes you don't realize what you're saying or what it's even about when you're singing it. You just kind of sing along with it.
I think you're speaking for yourself. I know all the words.
No, not about not knowing the words. It's about not knowing what the song is actually about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, gotcha. Like the song meaning. Yeah. Like I'm saying, you're singing it and you're singing it and you're saying all the words, but you're not like, oh, what am I even singing about? Yeah. I'm just going along with it. So I decided to look up a few songs. I'm going to keep the list short, but I looked up the worst song meanings that we might not know about. So the first one is, and I wish I could play this song, but a lot of these, Apple Podcasts or YouTube or wherever we put this stuff, they will ban you. They'll block you if you're using somebody else's music. I don't know if you could do it for a couple seconds maybe without getting in trouble. So what I would say is pause the show right now, pull out your phone, your Spotify or whatever, pull up the song Semi-Charmed Life by Third Eye Blind.
I remember that song.
Yeah, let me give you a couple seconds. Hold on. All right, here, okay, we're back. So the song supposedly is about crystal meth addiction.
Really?
Yeah, probably never knew that, right?
Can you say a line?
I can. Okay, now that I'm looking it up, though, I'm a little bit wrong. I mean, it's still about that, but it says it's about falling apart. And it says the lyrics follow a drug user as he falls deeper and deeper into crystal meth. So yeah, I guess it's about that. It says, let's see here if we can find an actual lyric. The sky was gold, it was rose. I was taking sips of it through my nose. And I wish I could get back there, someplace back there, smiling in the pictures you would take. Doing crystal meth will lift you up until you break. I've never even heard those words. I mean, I've heard some of those words, but not the crystal meth
I
part.
Was just thinking, that's not how I sing it.
Yeah, exactly. You say, you know all the words? It's one of those things, like, there's a guy on Instagram or something that, like, posted what it sounds like.
I love him,
yeah. That's so funny. I should, we should get his Instagram account and post it. It's so funny. I'll post one of those. I'll post one of the ones that's like, he's saying kind of what you actually kind of hear, and they're super funny.
But what he says, I'm hearing, that's what I hear too.
Yeah.
I feel like, we're singing the same song.
Yeah, it's funny. Sometimes it'll say like poo or do or just like funny words. But yeah, it says the second verse is the heaviest in the drug references, singing about taking sips through his nose and bumps while later mentioning the drug by name. Okay, I just read that. So just going over the same stuff I already read.
It's sad.
Yeah, it's very sad.
I don't like that song anymore.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of crazy to know like that it's definitely different than what you probably thought about. Some people probably know, but I bet you there's a lot of people that don't know. The next one is Every Breath You Take by The Police.
You know, I know that song too.
Yeah. That says possible, well, I guess it's a possible meaning of it, controlling stalker. So it's about somebody that was getting stalked, I guess. Mm. Yeah, pretty sad, huh? The next, Goo Goo Dolls Slide, it's about a teenage girl raised in a Catholic environment who has become pregnant. The girl and her boyfriend are debating about having an abortion or getting married.
Wait, what song?
Slide.
How does it go?
I want to play it so badly right now, but
is there a line you can...
A line from that one? Yeah, hold on. All right, it says that the meat of the story doesn't come until the chorus when the narrator poses the question, do you want to get married or run away? I don't know what... That doesn't really exactly say what I was saying, but I'm going to go with my first thing because, it says it's a tale about some hard choices and dealing with a very rigid culture because they said it was like a religious thing, but yeah, interesting. And the next one I have is Wake Up When September Ends. It's written in memory of the lead singer of Green Day, Billy Joe Armstrong's father, who died when he was a child. So yeah. Sad, and you probably don't think about those things when you hear it, but now you should start looking up song meanings and figure out what songs mean.
I'd rather not.
Yeah, I'd rather just sing the wrong words.
In my mind, it's a lot happier.
Yeah. So what I wanted to go into next was talking about craziest reasons, and not necessarily crazy, I guess 11 strangest reasons people get fired was what I was going to pull up next. And then I have top reasons people get fired. Let's go into the top reasons first. I'll do that, and then we'll do strangest. So top 10 reasons people get fired. Can you name one maybe?
I would say stealing is probably a top reason.
That is, and I don't think these are in any specific order. Let's see, theft or property damage. So I wonder if property damage means like breaking something on purpose or just like, accidentally broke the blender over at Starbucks and they're going to fire them. I don't think you can do that.
I don't think that, but.
Can't think of any other ones?
Maybe like yelling at your boss or a customer.
Would that be considered
confrontational?
Insubordination?
I don't know.
I don't know what that word means. I see it a lot and I know you're not supposed to do it while you work. But let's see. That might fall under... That's probably insubordination. I think it means like not following the rules. So what else is on here? So we have poor work performance. Okay. If you're not working hard, you should maybe. I don't know if you should be fired. You should at least be talked to. Misconduct. That kind of has to do. Some of these I feel are kind of the same meaning.
Yeah.
Misconduct, you know, doing something wrong. Chronic lateness or absence.
Yeah.
It's a good one. Because I used to work a few places where people were like late all the time. And it's the same people.
I'd imagine you're late all the time.
Me?
Or you're like, right? But on time is like right on the second.
Yeah.
Like it's not 5 minutes, even 3 minutes. You're like, okay, I have to be there at 8 o'clock and it's 7:52. I better leave.
Yeah. So what's weird though is like, it's one of those things like, let's say I was like, man, I'm barely getting to work on time. I'm going to start waking up earlier. But then you still get there at the same time for some odd reason. Like
you
your body,
do.
Yeah, your body like still wants you to like leave the house at the same time. I don't know. It's weird. Or if you leave early, you hit traffic. It just somehow you still get there at the same time. Or if I am there early, then I would sit in the car, truck, whatever I was driving that day, and I would sit there until it was time to go in. And then it's like same time. So it didn't. I mean, why do you want to? Nobody really wants to be at work in the first place, so why would you want to be there all early?
Well, so you're not stressed out trying to get there quickly.
I don't stress out. I like taking it to the edge.
You stress me out.
Yeah, you're like, no, so Casey will like want to rush to things she wants to get to, but then when it's time for me to get somewhere I need to get to, she's like just taking her time.
Yeah, you see what
so
it's
like. I coach when I'm like, I'm never late for baseball practice because I don't want the kids to be late. I coach football, I'm never late. And when it comes to things like that, I'm on time. When it comes to like, you know,
I'm just showing you what it's like to leave at the last minute, and it's stressful.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of stressful, but...
Not for me.
It works. We get there. Yeah. We are late sometimes to some places.
Barely.
Yeah. But that's boring if you get there the same time as everybody else, so it's kind of a cool thing. We have, let's see, chronic lateness, company policy violations. Okay, if you're not following the rules. I mean, if you know those rules and you're not following them, yeah, you deserve to get in trouble, maybe fired, depending on what it is. Drug or alcohol use at work. That's a big one.
Yeah.
I used to work at a job. It's not like I've had a million jobs. I haven't. But I used to work at a job, and I feel like a lot of stuff used to happen at this one place. I won't mention the name of the place or the people because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. But there was these guys. They were like, they would work like in the warehouse part, I guess you'd say. And they would leave for lunch, their hour lunch, and head over to the restaurant down the street. And they would come back, and you could smell alcohol on them.
Oh,
and I was like,
gosh.
Yeah.
And I don't know how people do that.
Yeah, and they were like in the warehouse, so they're like lifting things. But I didn't mind, you know. I'm not gonna say anything because, you know, I'm not gonna be a tattletale. And plus, these dudes were kind of scary guys in the warehouse, and I'm like, I'm not about to tell on these guys.
I was thinking, there's so many people working from home now. Like, how many of them are drunk working from home? I couldn't do my job. Like, there's no way.
I will say that. Should I say this? No, I will not say it.
But like, how many people do you think? Do you think that's a normal thing for people to be drinking and working now?
I wouldn't say normal, but I guess it just depends. I feel like if you're like in a very important job, people probably don't. But if somebody's in a relaxed job, like they're like, oh, I work in radio and I'm working from home.
Okay, well, what if I'm like calling the bank and it's like a call center, but they're like, oh, we work from home now.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No. I think if I'm like, let's say I do radio. And I'm doing it from home, so I'm actually recording from home. Yeah, somebody might be like, oh, I'm going to crack open a beer and have a beer while I'm recording.
Yeah, but they would know if your words started slurring. But somebody who they wouldn't.
Well, it's the difference between being drunk and just having a drink.
Okay, well, having multiple drinks.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it happens. We'll have to bring it up on the next show. People.
Let's do a poll. How many have drink on the job?
Yeah.
If they work from home.
If you work from home and you've had a drink on the clock, what do you do and... How often do you
How
do it?
Many, yeah.
Yeah, write us. If I don't post it, write it in. I'll try to post it. Send us an email, or we have an email, right?
And we won't say who you are or where you work.
We're
just curious.
We won't give the details. But yeah, you can email us, meversherpodcast@gmail.com, I believe. It's been a while.
Oh my gosh.
But if not, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, X. Definitely Instagram. I feel like I check that one the most.
Yeah.
I do check them all though. So yeah, if you're an alcoholic and you drink at work from home, let us know. We would love to know. Let's see here. We have falsifying company records. Yeah. I mean, if your boss is like, hey, I need you to, you know, put how many hours you work, then you're lying and putting more, then yeah, you probably deserve to be in trouble because that's technically stealing. A lot of these kind of fall all under the same thing. This one is a little tricky. And I just made it sound like I'm not on social media a lot, but with jobs I've had and jobs I do and jobs I do today, I do a lot with social media. So this one says inappropriate use of social media. So I'm curious to know if this is like inappropriate use. Like, don't get me wrong. Let's say I work for, you know, a little convenience store and they're like, post to our social media, and I post something like bad on theirs. Yes, you could be in trouble. But if you're coming onto my personal page and you're going to fire me for something I did on there, I think that's wrong in a way. I mean, if you're doing something horrible, like, you know, I hate animals and they should be murdered. I mean, I don't know, like something. I mean, that's not even the worst thing. But if somebody's saying something super bad about, you know, I mean, I don't know. Cause like, I don't want to say like political, because I mean, if that's your own, you know, your own take on things, you shouldn't be held. You shouldn't get in trouble for them if it's your social media. Now, if you use your social media for instance, again, let's say you're a radio DJ and you have to use your social media to talk to listeners and you're saying something really bad on there. Yeah, you could probably get in trouble. I get it. But if again, if it's personal and you didn't even know your you know, somebody from your job's following you and they read something, I think if it's your own personal opinion and it's not something that's going to, like, I don't know. I mean, I think there's a thin line there, but I don't think you should be able to get fired for it. What do you think you can? You should?
I don't know. Are people getting fired for their personal opinions?
It's on the list. It just says social media. So that's what I'm saying. I think if you're running your work social media and do something bad on there, yes. But if it's your personal social media,
well,
as long as
you're not
saying,
running it, you're just, you have a social media and your work has a social media. But, like, I don't know. I guess just don't be friends with your work.
And yeah, exactly.
Private.
But I'm saying, private. Because what if they're going on there and being nosy? It'd be like, you're invading my privacy.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're posting pictures with your shirt up in the air and, yeah, then you probably shouldn't get in trouble for it, but you should probably block, you know, if you're doing something dirty or bad or drug use videos, and which I'm amazed at some stuff I come across online. I'm like, why would people post that? Like, why would you say that? You know, like, if you have, not even if your work sees it, if normal people see it, it's bad.
Yeah, people just don't have a brain sometimes.
Yeah. So that's, is that all the things here? I think that might be all of them. So those are top reasons people get fired. So then I also have signs you have a toxic boss. Because I know a lot of people. So the reason I'm going over this, for the main reason, is I see a lot of people online nowadays complaining about their jobs or complaining about their boss or complaining about the owners of the company that they work for. So I was curious, you know, what are people getting fired for? Are they doing something wrong? Are they just have bosses that are jerks? Because I've worked for people that are jerks before.
Have you?
Yeah, I've worked for companies that my manager is a jerk, or mean or rude or just a bad person. I've worked for companies where the owner's a bad person.
I've never, knock on wood, I hope that never happens, but I just don't think I would put up with it.
See, and even if you were, you can't say right now because they could come back and get you for this probably.
No, I mean, honestly, if I was put in a situation where somebody was being rude to me or like a jerk boss, I'd be like, I'm out of here. Why would I put up with that?
Trust me, I've had some. So I'm going to go over signs that you have a toxic boss. And I feel like I could check these all off on some of them.
Really? Okay,
yeah, boss slash owner. Like both of them. I've had bad bosses and I've had a bad owner of a company.
Have you ever said anything to them? Like, you're a freaking jerk, or you're rude, or you're...
Kind of the manager, the owner, no. But I think the owner knew my thoughts on them. So we'll see.
Okay. You know? You're all, that's how I got fired.
Yeah. No. I've actually never really been fired, I would say, I guess. Like, you're fired. You know, yeah. I've been like, you know, you're... assistance isn't needed anymore or something, but I'm like, okay, whatever. So anywho, signs you have a toxic boss. They don't listen to you. I don't know if that means like, I mean, I don't know. I could take these different ways. You know, they don't listen. So does that mean they don't listen to your ideas? Or does that mean like, if you're talking, they're like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I don't listen to you.
No, like, can you go get me some coffee? And then they don't. I'm just kidding.
No, it's saying signs you have a toxic boss. Don't be confusing me. I'm on a roll right here trying to read. So they don't listen. So I would say they don't listen to your ideas, because I've had that before.
Yeah.
I have great ideas, and sometimes the boss just wouldn't listen, and then I just sit back and be like, man, you guys are really jacking up right now. I'm not listening to me, but oh well, that's your loss. It's your company going down the drain. Next, they micromanage. I've never really known the definition of micromanage. What does that mean?
Like, where they tell you, like, what are you doing? What are you working on?
So they check,
are you done with
thing?
That? How's that coming along? I'm like, back off.
Yeah, I've had a manager that way.
I haven't, but that's what I hear.
Yeah, it's been a long time. They were, or it was one of those things where they would always, you know, somebody could do something wrong and like they would never kind of get in trouble. As soon as I would do it, they're like, you can't do that. And I'm like, everybody does that. I didn't know it was something wrong with it. Well, you can't, you know, like, no. And I'm like, all right, well, I guess I wasn't supposed to do that. Old Bob over there does it all the time and you're not yelling at him. Sherry's doing it. Elvis is doing it. Becky, all of them, they're doing it, but they're not getting in trouble. Anywho,
that so lady, you're that guy. That you're that guy.
Me. No, I felt like I was a good person. That person just hated me. So I sometimes want to look her up and be like, remember me? You were rude to me. Especially there was actually one in a job I had like in high school, and she was rude. She was so mean to all of us. And I just want to look back and be like, and there's nothing wrong with working fast food, so don't freak out people. But I just want to be like, you've not did anything since you worked there 25 years ago. I don't know if it's that long. I'm not that old. But yeah, she was just rude and mean, and it's like, we were kids, you know, so we were just having fun.
But maybe now, if you met her, she really wasn't mean. Because I had a teacher that I thought was super mean.
No, she
was
mean.
And looking back, I'm like, man, I would have been the same way.
She was mean. I'm going to call her out. I don't have like a last name, but her name was Nikki. Oh, she was rude. I'm sure she doesn't listen. I don't even know what happened to her. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be that mean, but hopefully she's still, you know, doing well, like alive and healthy. I don't want anything bad like that.
Then how do you know she hasn't done anything since?
No, I'm saying I just want to go, because I'm sure she's still working the same place and just, yeah, She was like in her 40s then. And like, you know, yelling at us kids that are 16, you know, I don't wish any bad health on her or anything, but I hope that somebody gave her a taste for old medicine was mean to her one day.
Gosh.
Maybe she was fired and now she's homeless.
You're a little
salty. That's all I'm asking for. Explain.
You're mean.
I'm just kidding. So let's see the micromanage.
Oh, poor Nikki.
They don't foster growth. I guess like they don't want to see you grow.
Yeah.
I mean, some people don't want to grow though. But I mean, if you're complaining about that. I mean, if you want to grow and your boss isn't letting you grow, they're like, no, you're not going to move up. Or, oh, we don't really need any more people up here. Then maybe it's a bad thing. I don't see that one being that bad. I don't know if that makes somebody toxic. Next we have they act different around others. So they're kind of two-faced.
Yeah.
I haven't had that before. You know, they're like, blah, 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 blah. And then they go to somebody else and like, oh, yeah, no, everything's great. And I'm like, this is Cash, our best worker. And he just, you know, and then rude to me behind my back. But yeah, just don't like that stuff. Ugh, it's bringing up bad memories.
I was going to say, you're getting like a twitch going on and stuff.
They make you feel insecure. I've never really had that. You know, nobody's ever like, you know, you'd be good worker if you weren't ugly and fat. I don't think any managers have been mean like that to me. I think because they were no better looking. I'm like, so are you.
I feel like this is a little therapeutic for you right now.
I'm going to have to cut this list down because I'm getting all fired up. Next, they have unreasonable expectations. I've kind of had that before, you know, where they're like, you need to sell 200,000 of these. And I'm like, why? We usually sell 5 a week. Why should I have to, you know, they want you to do something crazy above and beyond. But
yeah.
So, and here's some reasons on how to deal with them. So give them feedback. But I feel like if they don't listen, they're probably not going to listen to your feedback.
Yeah, and don't you think they're going to just get mad at you for that?
Yeah, they might. Be like, hey, you know, Nikki, you're very rude and stuff. So I just wanted to give you a little bit of feedback. First of all, if you're rude, you're ugly. I'm just kidding. Yeah,
now,
I don't know.
All of a sudden, your services are no longer needed.
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine I'm saying like, you know, we need to do this, we need to do that, and you should be this way and you should be that way. And they're like, you know what? Thanks for the feedback. I'm going to really work on that. Like, I highly doubt that.
I really don't like when workplaces make you give direct feedback to somebody like that because it's like, you already have your opinion of them. They're not going to change because of what you say. Just deal with it and move on.
Yeah, like the surveys, especially when they say like, oh yeah, you don't put your name, but I'm like, I'm pretty sure they could find out who did it.
Yeah.
Talk with others. Don't associate with the boss. So I think it's saying like, you know, if you're having a hard time with your manager, maybe kind of try to avoid them a little bit if you can, you know, work with others more. Try understanding, but not excusing the behavior. I mean, that doesn't really make sense because like, try to understand.
Just understand that they're a rude person.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, you tell them like, I understand why you're being rude, but I'm not excusing why you're being rude.
I guess.
I don't know. Try it.
I could never say that to somebody.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm not in one of these work relationships anymore. We have talk with others. Ask for help. I don't know. Maybe reach out to HR and just be like, yo, I need help. They're toxic.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. We have join forces with others. That's a good one. It's like, hey, Bob. Hey, Becky. Hey, Tom. Let's all team up and get this lady out of here, you know? That's tough though if they're the owner.
Yeah.
You know? And the last one is it says get TF out. Get the F out. Just leave. It says if you're
that's what I would do.
If you could have what's funny though is when I was reading that, it says if you could afford it, you know, you're able to do this, get out. But it's like, I'm pretty sure you're working because you can't afford to not work.
Well, I guess you gotta just get a new job.
Yeah. And then we have the reasons, the weirdest things people are fired for. So let's go over those real quick before we go ahead and wrap it up here. And I hope, honestly, like, if this helps somebody, that would be so cool. Like, to know, like, you know, I do have a toxic boss or a toxic owner I work for, and I'm going to speak up or I'm going to just get TF out. I was going to say get the TF out, and that doesn't make sense. Or if you didn't know, and now that you're hearing this, you're like, oh, wow.
Oh, my
God. Oh, my God. I've been abused all these years by my boss. Mentally abused, and I just shouldn't take it anymore. Thanks to Cash and Casey on the Me vs. Her podcast, I'm out of here. And if you are going to quit, say that. Throw that out there. Yeah, get us a follow or say like, or maybe they'll say like, I need to go back and hear who these people are. Who's this Cash and Casey on the Me vs. Her podcast that caused you to quit? What are they doing? Are they going to tell my other employees to quit? I need to go listen to this show. And then if you're listening now, whether it's Nikki or some other mean manager or owner, like I hope you realize that you lost great workers.
Yeah, and you can email us that.
Yeah, if you want to email us and you want us to talk better about you next time, we could do it for a small fee. All right, so here's some weird reasons people have been fired. Needing an inhaler. So it says, after feeling short of breath, due to asthma, an assembly worker asked his supervisor if he could go home, which was only 3 miles from the plant, and get his inhaler, criticizing him for working slowly. Instead, his boss told him to pick up his belongings and leave.
You can't do that.
He sued the company and was awarded $45,000 for damages and wages.
I knew it.
It's not that much, though.
How much?
$45,000?
That's decent.
I mean, that's not even a year's pay for some people, most
yeah,
people.
Yeah, but if you're just needing your inhaler and you get to take a year off.
True. All right, here's one. For talking badly about his boss after a pocket dial. So one of people's biggest fears is undoubtedly the pocket dial. So it says James Stevens of Atlanta accidentally pocket dialed his former boss. How's it? Well, now it's his former boss, I assume. And while venting about him to his wife, instead of hanging up, he continued listening. His boss continued to listen to the conversation for up to 12 minutes. As a result, told Stevens he could resign or be fired the following day. Stevens sued for violating his privacy, but it doesn't say if he won or lost.
What do you think?
That's a good one. I should pocket dial like a boss I didn't like on purpose and just let them hear me just talking so much smack about them.
No, that's like a setup. Bad.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to be rude, but it's like... But still, like, people are just so mean to people, and I don't like it. I don't like it. This person was fired for wearing orange. 14 workers were fired for the color of their shirts after creating an innocent happy hour of wearing orange shirts on payday Fridays. A group of workers got the pink slip because new management thought it was a form of protest against them. Turns out the group had been doing this Friday ritual for months before new management came into place. As a result, 8 of the 14 employees filed a federal complaint against the law firm. So they're working for a law firm? That's interesting.
And did they win?
You don't know. That doesn't say. I can't give you information I don't have. Sorry.
We got to dig a little deeper.
This is a good one.
This has been an issue for a long time.
I'd be fired for this one because I do this sometimes, especially on X. I didn't say Twitter. For typing in all caps.
You can somebody get fired for that?
No, it didn't say you can. It says someone did.
That's silly. I do it all the time.
So this lady, Vicky Walker of New Zealand, faced consequences after typing in all caps in an email that she sent out to colleagues, explained how to fill out certain forms. Walker used a variety of capital letters and bold and red fonts. While it was her way of helping to explain instructions to colleagues, management saw as confrontational and fired her. Later, Walker was awarded $17,000 for lost wages and wrongful termination.
I agree.
Maybe that she was yelling at people. Like, what if you use a lot of exclamation points?
I do that too. Yeah. But sometimes it's to show my excitement, not my anger.
Ooh, I didn't
but if you do it on a regular basis, then people don't know and you can get away with it more often.
True. I better be careful this one too. Posting provocative pictures to my blog. God. 2004, former Delta flight attendant was fired for reasons related to her blog, Diary of a Flight Attendant. After months spent writing about life up in the sky, she posted provocative pictures on her blog while dressed in a Delta uniform. I get that. You're using your uniform, so.
In a provocative way?
Yeah. Oh. Like maybe she was wearing just the bottoms.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And she. But yeah, I get it. Like, calm down, lady.
I don't get it.
She needs Jesus in her life. All right. Next one, for creating a cartoon that bashed corporations. I don't even feel like reading that. It sounds boring. That's dumb. For Nart charging for cheese at a McDonald's in Netherlands. I wasn't saying Neither Allens. Employee sold coworker a hamburger. Later, the friend asked that employee to add a slice of cheese to the burger, and they did. They fired the employee, saying she could have charged for a cheeseburger instead of a hamburger. Taking the case to district court, the layoff was ruled too severe of a measure, and the fast food chain was ordered to pay the employee more than 4,000 euros in damage.
Good. I agree with these.
Yeah, I mean, I would do that too. Bob came up, hey, Cash, can I get a slice of cheese in my burger? I decided I want cheese out there. Yeah, here you go.
Yeah.
Slap it on there. There you go. Let's see. For leaving his assigned area to save a life. Interesting. Upon spotting an older man drowning, in unguarded waters, 21-year-old Thomas Lopez left his post to save him. However, after successfully rescuing him, Lopez was fired for leaving his assigned area. Shortly after, supervisors offered him his job back, saying they acted hastily or whatever the word is. After declining the offer, and much to his surprise, Lopez was awarded a key to the city in Florida for his courageous act.
Well, what was he?
I don't know. It just
guarding
says he left
that was
his
so
post.
Important.
The only time I could see it might be kind of a bad thing is if you left your other, like you're a lifeguard and you left your other area and you went to save somebody.
But
and
you're
then
doing
somebody
your
else
job.
Drowned in the other area.
Well, you're still doing your job.
Yeah. And the last one, I believe.
Did he take his job back? I would have said no.
He did. That's what he said. He said no. Good. Somebody got in trouble for doing the Harlem Shake. That was like that trend.
I remember. What is that though?
I don't know. It was like a dance familiar. When like the music was playing and then everybody would start going all crazy. The song was like.
No, I don't remember that.
Okay. But yeah, it says 15 minors, not like minors underage, but minors like down in a mine, were fired for their participation in performing the dance craze, the Harlem Shake. While underground, the crew in Australia, only 8 were filmed dancing the video, but the company fired people who were simply watching, calling the entire act a safety issue. Just I mean, you're down in a mine. What if you shook too much and shook the rocks to close and shut everybody down? It was like a little avalanche. You can get in trouble. And the last one, this is the last one, number 11, for being too hot. Ugh, I'm so glad I've never got fired for that. I mean, it's
risky.
Yeah, I'm lucky. I got to be careful. I got to start asking that if I get a new job. Like, excuse me, I just need to know, will I ever be fired for being too hot? I know it's possible, and I know that I'm hot. I mean, I don't want to get too HRE right now, but yeah, I'm going to have to start bringing it up.
Oh, my God.
All right, it says, in 2010, Deborah made headlines after she went to reporters to reveal that her former employee, Citibank, had fired her for being too hot. And it's in quotes.
I don't get it.
According to her, she was told that as a result of the shape of her figure, such clothes were too distracting for her male colleagues and supervisors to bear. Apparently, her male managers gave her a list of unacceptable clothes, and on were turtlenecks, pencil skirts, fitted suits, and 3-inch heels. Because she did not agree to these rules, she was fired. So I wonder if it was like a guy boss. He's like, yo, you got to start wearing turtleneck stuff because I can't stop staring at that body, girl. And then like she didn't listen. And then, I mean, he was giving her a warning, I guess. He's like, yo, I don't want to be in trouble.
You can't do that. Can you do that?
I don't know. I mean, I get it.
But if there's a dress code and you're following the dress code.
And you can't, I mean.
Like, what can they do?
True. I mean.
Like if it's business. Okay. Or what is it? Business attire.
But there's such thing as too tight. Can you say that like it shouldn't be too tight? I don't know.
A fatty where it's just a little too tight?
Yeah, but nobody's saying too hot. They're just like, okay, go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like if his shirt is too tight and your shirt is too tight, what's the difference?
Yeah, I mean.
Because he didn't size up and you, or he did and you didn't. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I mean, I get it. It's not her fault. I've had before where they've gave me a work shirt where I work and it's just, formed me so nicely. And I mean, I can't prevent that.
Hugs the curves.
Yeah. I'm like, guys, I'm sorry, but the way these shorts hug my hips, I can't be in trouble for it. Not responsible. That's why they call me hip huggers. Yeah.
Is that why?
I don't know. I mean, I've had that, honestly. I remember once I was like, man, you guys might want to give me a shirt a little bit bigger because.
Cut the size.
Yeah. The sleeves are, you know, my guns are busting out of these sleeves.
I don't think you can fire somebody for too tight.
No? Well, she was, so. Oh, she was too hot. But it's because the clothes fitted her a little nicely. Well, everybody, thanks for joining us, and we will be back soon.
I don't believe it.
So, I mean, you got some tips here, guys. No Harlem Shake if you work in somewhere that's going to be, you know, cause an avalanche. If you're going to leave your assigned area to save a life, make sure someone's covering your area. Charge for cheese always, you know, even if it's your friend. Let them know, yo, I got to charge for that cheese. Can't be cutting cheese for free. don't create any cartoons that are bashing corporations. Don't post provocative pictures to your blog or social media. Don't type in all caps. Don't wear orange. Don't talk badly about your boss if you butt dialed them. And if you need your inhaler, maybe call your mom to bring it to you and not go home from work for it. And last but not least.
No, don't do that because then you get the money.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, $20,000.
$45,000.
Yeah. And the last one, I will take this advice also. Don't be too hot. All right. Until next time.
Bye.